Hi there. The word for you today is on Samson and Joseph. In 1 Corinthians 10 verse 11 we read, "These things happened to them as examples for us." While Samson had everything going for him, Joseph had everything going against him. Notice some things here. First, he was badly treated by the people of God. Joseph's brothers resented the vision God gave him and the favor that was upon his life. So they actually ended up selling him into slavery to get rid of him. Let me ask you, who told you that everybody would appreciate you? Certainly not God. But Joseph maintained a forgiving spirit and not only ended up being reconciled with his family, but feeding them during a time of worldwide famine. How good is that? And number two, he was alone in a land where no one had the knowledge of God. Think how hard that must be. Like a lily in a mud marsh, he stayed clean in spite of his surroundings and grew in faith. Look, it's not the surroundings that determine it. It's what's within you that determines your success in your life, in your walk with God, and the things that matter. Okay? And number three, he was exposed to repeated temptation. Joseph was lonely. Think about this. He was lonely. He was young. He was far from home. He was subject to every impulse that a red-blooded male can have. Potiphar's wife didn't just try to seduce him once. The Bible says she did it day after day, but he said no. In his case, there's a good chance when you think about it that he might have actually gotten away with it. Maybe gotten a promotion. Because if the boss's wife is on your side, you know what I mean? But his reason for saying no was, Genesis 39:9, "How then could I do such a wicked thing and sin against God?" In other words, nothing meant more to Joseph than his relationship with the Lord. And finally, his integrity came at a price. Based on false accusations by Potiphar's wife, Joseph ended up in prison for a crime he never committed. So did God fail him? No. The contacts he needed to get him to the throne were actually waiting for him in that prison. So here's the bottom line. Be true to God, and he will bless you.